before I forget, want to be make sure that we all remember this Saturday community giveaway. A lot of hard work still needs to be done. Look for time where maybe you can help out. I'm sure where's Betty? See her. Yes, sir. Right. Seven thirty-eight. Please be here and help out with that. I'm sure if you showed up at 5 in the morning, Betty wouldn't mind. Right? You just come on in and help out. Maybe even some things we can think about doing during the week to set up for that. So just keep that in mind. Jude, the third chapter. Beloved, while I was very diligent to write to you concerning our common salvation, I found it necessary to write to you exhorting you to contend earnestly for the faith which was once for all delivered to the saints. And that verse there carries the idea of a people contending, fighting for, standing up for the faith. Now, you saw me walk up here with this ratty hat. And if you see me during the week many times, away from here in the building, you'll see me wearing this hat. Probably drives my family crazy. I wear it all the time. It's dirty. It's beat up. It's kind of ugly. But I've got this flag right here. And a lot of people have always asked me, you know, why is it that color? And, you know, why is it swapped around? Right, the field's not on this side. Well, it's because it went on my uniform, right? You always have the blue field forward. But anyways, this is made out of a special material that was on my uniform. It's called glint tape. So it's a glint flag. And a lot of people don't know what that is. Matter of fact, back in the day, it was actually classified. Now you can get it on Amazon and you can buy it. I even double-checked to see if they had glint. It used to be, you know, they pretty tightly held product. And the reason why is you'd have this on your uniform for at night. You know, when you have night vision, there's an IR indicator, a little toggle you do right there. Where, you know, you're looking, everything's green, but then you do that, and whoever has that or variations of it, it's going to glow a very bright color. So you go, oh, that's one of the good guys, right? You'd have IR strobes. Now, if you just had it out there and you weren't wearing night vision, you couldn't see it. But if you did IR recognition, you'd see a strobe, right? We had IR chem sticks. You know, like the chem sticks, you crack them and shake them up and they glow? Well, these, you did that, and if you're just looking at them, they wouldn't look like anything. You'd tie them on an antenna or something like that. So if you're looking through your IR indicator on your night vision, oh, that's a good guy. You'd stick them on your vehicles, that kind of thing. And we put them on top of our Kevlars. The big worry was the choppers. You want to make sure they know that you're one of the good guys. And so it was basically to help determine friend or foe. That's the main purpose of this right here. Nowadays, maybe they still have it, but you can get night vision goggles with IR indicators on Amazon. I don't know what they do now. Maybe they're a little more sophisticated, but that's what that is. So you can go, that's a good guy. Now, sometimes if you didn't see it, that didn't automatically mean it was a bad guy. You know, you got to use discretion. But at least other good guys, if they did see it, oh, you're one of the good guys. And I want you to have that thought in your mind there. You know, as Christians, we need to be able to determine friend from foe. So that's your responsibility, right? You need to determine who's out there to destroy you spiritually. Okay? You need to have a spiritual IR indicator to help you see friend or foe here. Now, let me read verse 4 of Jude. For certain men have crept in unnoticed. Remember verse 3, contend earnestly for the faith. So verse 4 here, for certain men have crept in unnoticed, who long ago were marked out for this condemnation. Right? They snuck in. They probably look like friends, but are they? Saying they're marked out for this condemnation, they're ungodly men who turn the grace of our Lord God into lewdness and deny the only Lord God and our Lord Jesus Christ. And so I was reading this and I was thinking about our responsibility as God's people to be able to discern some things. Right? And if you are not a Christian that is involved in the Word of God, number one, I don't believe you're contending for the faith earnestly. But number two, you can't discern between good and evil, good guys and bad guys. And you're putting yourself at risk. Right? When you're not contending for the faith and you can't mark that which will destroy you, you're easy game. And Satan loves that. Next thing you know, just that the smallest thing is going to pull you away even further. Next thing you know, you're gone. And we love you too much to not tell you the truth that that's possible. So I want you to think about that this week as we have our midweek Bible study. You know, be honest. Are you contending for the faith honestly? Have you been digging in the Word of God so that you can tell friend from foe? You know, if not, you know, make a change. Make that decision. Right? If you failed 1,000 times before, that doesn't mean you can't be successful today, tomorrow, or the future. This evening, if you're subject to the gospel invitation, that's available to you if you need to put on Christ in baptism. We'd love to help you with that. Or if you need to bring something before the church, you want us to pray with you, pray for you. Give us that chance. Let us help you. Let us show you the love of God. If you have a need this evening, let somebody know as we stand, as we sing.